We speak, as we always do on a Wednesday, with John Underhill from Burren Vets at Innes Diamond in Milltown Malbay. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Kevin.
And thanks very much for joining us. Now, normally we talk about farm animals, or we'll talk about cats or dogs. This morning, though, I want to talk to you about a dolphin, and in particular, Dusty the dolphin. You posted a video on your social media in the last couple of days, a stunning video, and what must have been a stunning experience for you and other members of the Burren Sub Aqua Diving Club. Tell us about it, please.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Well, first of all, the video that I posted was actually filmed by one of our members, Finbar Smith. So it wasn't my video footage, but I put it up there. It's quite an amazing piece of video. We had planned to dive on Saturday there outside Milltown Malbay near the White Strand, and about eight members of the club did a shore dive there, just off Bray Point, just some under water arches there, which are very scenic. And Dusty the dolphin has been known to sort of turn up there now and again, and lo and behold, in some beautiful conditions, because it was very sunny in the afternoon,
yes,
she turned up on her dive and stayed with us for, you know, 50 minutes or so underwater,
now,
including the arches, which was beautiful. It was quite a sight.
Now, Dusty has been known to seek out people. I know people, certain, will say you shouldn't swim it or whatever, but it's looking at the footage that you and others have posted online, this seems to have been an idyllic, tranquil, almost heavenly-like swim.
Yeah. The conditions were, of course, they were lovely. I mean, it was very, very calm water. The tide was out and it's relatively shallow as well, so we were able to get lots of colour. There was very little sediment in the sea because it had very sort of calm sea all week, so it was just perfect. And we had two of our youngest divers in the club with us, with their father, he actually filmed the bit that I put up, so it was fabulous for them, and it's fabulous for diving to see young people out enjoying themselves and sort of getting in there with seeing this sort of thing. And actually, one of the divers, one of the girls, saw this, interacted with Dusty. It was quite incredible. Dusty seemed to mimic her hand movements, and if you watch it closely on the video, she rotates her hand to the left and Dusty does the same thing, and she nods her head and Dusty does the same thing. It's sort of almost mimicking her behavior, and I've never seen this before. I've dived many, many times with Dusty over the years. She's around a couple of decades now at least, and this is the first time I saw that. She often plays, and I mean, let's face it, she is a wild animal, and there have been reports of attacks now, so we have to be sort of, you know, the caveat is that, you know, we shouldn't really dive with her or swim with her, but she just turned up with us on Saturday and wanted to play, and, you know, followed us around on the dive and was very curious about us, and of course we were very curious about her. it was just one of those wonderful sort of dive of a lifetime, really. I think,
absolutely,
you know,
and you've mentioned the conditions aiding you, but having the cameras there as well, the GoPros or whatever it was, the footage that's come out of it is extraordinary as well.
Yeah, there's been a lot of interest in it. A lot of media outlets have grabbed it. Philip Brummel from RTE did a little piece on it, and he grabbed some of the footage that we've given him, and he's put it together as a story, and it's really, really beautiful, you know, to watch. So it was incredible, really, because I think what was wonderful about it was that the sea conditions, you know, for Atlantic conditions, which are hard to get, those type of conditions were just right. It was lovely and calm. It was a sunny afternoon, so there was plenty of light. It was a shallow, safe dive, and Dusty was curious and stayed with us. She even came in at the end of the dive, right into the shore. You could have patted her on the head, to be honest with you, at knee-deep in water. She came right in beside us to see us off.
Fantastic.
At the end of it. It was quite an afternoon.
It's a different chat to what we normally have. And look, you're right, you pointed out she's a wild animal, and people have come into contact and been hurt with Dusty in different times before and in very different circumstances. You weren't looking for this, it happened, but it's been a great experience.
Great
ad for diving as well.
Absolutely. That's what we're trying to get out of it, really, I suppose, is to promote the sport of diving and to get young people in particular into it. because it's we have the conditions on the West Coast here to do that, and particularly in Clare. So it's a beautiful hobby to undertake, and there's so much to learn from it, you know, and an appreciation of the ocean really, and the wildlife that we see in it.
Absolutely, indeed. I'll share your own video on our Twitter account, and in a couple of minutes,
that'd
so people
great.
Can see it. Because people, I think we can talk about it, and we've described it as best we can. But I think when people see it, they'll truly realise just how special this was. And I know it was a different chat to what we normally have, but I've really enjoyed it, John. And thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
Look after yourself. Do take care. Animals of a Different Kind there with vet John Underhill there from Burn Vets in Ennis Diamond and Milltown Malbay. Check out our Twitter account, twitter.com/ClareFM. I'll publish that in the next couple of minutes so you can check it out.